I was praying earlier in the week. Actually, it was last Sunday with this first reading. And what really struck me was this line that says, "Be not crushed on their account, as though I would leave you crushed before them." And I don't know, the first 4 days of the week were kind of rough, just all the duties and whatnot. And so I got to Friday a couple days ago and yesterday, and I was really excited. I usually do my school visits on Friday, and those are always enjoyable. The kids ask really great questions, and you get to interact with them a lot. And we had some great discussion in the morning. And then in the afternoon, we had a volleyball game planned between the eighth grade and the faculty. And since we only have five eighth graders this year, I decided to play on the eighth grade team. And we played a really good first game. We won. Second game, we lost by two or three. And then the third game, we just decided to hand to them, I guess. And I went away feeling very defeated and crushed. And I don't know why. I think that game had become a symbol for me of a lot of other frustrations in the week and had nothing to do. But I was like one of those players who didn't even want to go up to the net and shake hands with the other team. And I'm like the priest, you know. And so I'm walking back to the rectory filled with this mixed emotion because I'm like, I'm so upset that we lost this game. And the other half of me is like, "Father, get over it. It's a game, right?" And so I go into my office and check, and I pick up the Catholic Advance, the diocesan newspaper, and I start flipping through. I was like, okay, I'm going to take 5 minutes. I'm just going to cool down, do something else, and get it out of my head, right? And so I start reading. It's Catholic Schools Week, and I start reading the special section in the middle for Catholic Schools Week. And I start reading school after school after school that's gotten honors. Parish after parish after parish that's recognized. And I don't see Christ the King on there at all. And I literally threw the paper down. I don't know if that's sacrilegious or not. But I threw the diocesan paper down, and I thought to myself, what do we have to do it right? And I felt crushed, abandoned. God, we're trying so hard. I felt bad for all of you. So many of you in the last 3 years have stepped up by leaps and bounds to make this parish grow and our school grow. And so I brooded over this all afternoon. I went over to hear confessions for the ASCs over at Newman, and I sat there in the confessional. I was the grumpiest confessor ever. Fortunately, all the old nuns are grumpy too, so we were two peas in a pod. And I got back home, and I started feeling kind of sick. I don't know what it was. Maybe it was just being grumpy, or maybe just run down. And so I sat down to watch this show that my two housemates have informed me of called Duck Dynasty. I did not know about this, and when I heard about it, I was like, I was thinking it was a show about actual ducks, like, you know how some animals live in packs that are generations, you know? And then there's the mama duck and the baby duck and the baby duck. I thought that was what the show is, but it's about a bunch of rednecks. And so about 6:30, I think I'd been through about a half hour of this. And you know what? I'm sitting there in the dark. And I don't know what it was, but God finally hit me over the head. And what's in our second reading today kind of hit me. Said, yeah, you feel crushed. But you know what it says here, Father Matt? Love is patient. Love is kind. It is not jealous of all the other schools in the diocese who got awards. It is not pompous. It is not inflated because you are not that good of a volleyball player. It is not rude. It goes up to the net after the game and shakes hands. It does not seek its own interests as if you have to do a good job. It's not quick-tempered or brood over injury. It does not rejoice over the wrongdoings, but rejoices with the truth. And as I continued to reflect on the scripture today, just trying to figure this out. And if you go back and actually read the words in the first reading, this should catch your mind. It says, be not crushed on their account. He's talking about the enemy, right? So when I hear those words, I think, I'm not supposed to be crushed by whoever's crushing me, right? I mean, I shouldn't feel crushed. God's going to come in and protect me, right? And then the line right after that, though, says, as though I would leave you crushed before them. And you know what happens? You still get crushed. And so I went back to that scripture and I'm saying, God, okay, so when I feel crushed, and I think everybody here in this room knows what that feels like. The bad day at work, the difficulty in your marriage, children running around the house screaming like hoodlums, or even a bad volleyball game. And you feel crushed. So why, God, aren't you coming to protect me? Are these Israelites, you know, somehow better than me? And I guess as I prayed about it, and this is only my interpretation, what spoke to me is that it says, be not crushed on their account. And I got to thinking, is there someone else's account on which I should be crushed? Is there some other reason I should feel crushed? And as I sat there in that chair last night and I shut off Duck Dynasty for 2 minutes, I realized maybe I should be crushed on his account and my account. Maybe I'm the one who needs to be crushed. Not by the enemy, as if I would sit there and say, God, you're not protecting me. My enemy is hurting me. I feel crushed. But maybe my jealousy and my anger and my pompousness, maybe all of that needs to be crushed. And so I read those words again. Love is patient. Love is kind. Jealousy, crushed. Being pompous, crushed. Being inflated, crushed. Being rude, crushed. Seeking my own interests, crushed. Being quick-tempered, crushed. Brooding over injury, crushed. Rejoicing in the wrongdoings of others, crushed. And I realize that sometimes God allows us to be defeated. Whether it's at work or school, at home, or at play. Simply so we'll get down on our knees and cry out to Him. To be crushed, not for the enemy's sake, not on the enemy's account, but for Him. For me. For you.